So here we have screenshots of the child adolescent reassessment. So on the left, you see page 9, which addresses school history. And on the right, you see page 10, which addresses living situation. So in this section, can you see what improvements the client has made? What about areas in which the client continues to struggle in? You can see under current living situation, since the full assessment, the client's grandparents have moved in with the family. So the question is this change discussed in terms of its impact on the client? So consider the purpose of the reassessment. Take a moment and read the information to see if there is a difference between what was included in the full assessment and what is now in the reassessment. The purpose is to tell a story of the client's progress. And in addition, you also want to ensure that there is consistency. So notice under educational comments, it's also mentioned that Sarah has difficulties with her peers. And if you remember earlier on in the reassessment, this information was also noted. So remember, consistency is key.